Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you tuned in to Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I'm the host for Faith in Action. And again, if you are with us from the top of the show, thank you so much for staying with us. If you just joined us, well, we are talking about Omaha's iconic art installation featuring Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. And that venue is in the Capitol District, which is a really neat area in downtown Omaha. It's a dining and entertainment district. It has like 20 restaurants, bars, services, open-air plaza, all amenities. It's really great. The exhibition itself is located on the first floor of the 1100 Capitol Avenue building, and actually, that building was just finished in 2020, so it is another new facility. And it's so close to all of us here in northwest Iowa and northeast Nebraska and southeast South Dakota that it's just a drive down there. Again, mark your calendars because this runs from October 8th to January 1, 2022. So you have almost 3 months, but for pity's sakes, do not delay. So what are we talking about? This unique exhibition showcases Michelangelo's renowned ceiling frescoes from the Vatican Sistine Chapel. So they are reproduced photographically and then artfully displayed in their original size. So guests are going to learn all there is to know about Michelangelo's life through this absolutely enchanting exhibit. And on the phone with me, he's in Brazil right now, but we can still talk, is Martin Bielos, and he is the producer of this exhibition. And he talked about kind of his background and how he got to do this. And it was like back in 2015, I think, where you said you were able to, experience the Sistine Chapel and then thought to yourself, I need to take this to another level so everybody can do it. Because listeners know that, you know, I've been to Rome because I sang with the Cathedral Choir at the Year of Mercy. And so I've seen the Sistine Chapel. But like Martin said, you're in this room. There's a lot of people elbow to elbow. You're sitting there. You can't take any pictures and you're looking up 60 feet. This is, you are up close and personal. And I do want to assure my listeners, you know, we've got the health, safety, and COVID-19 updates. So the venue is committed, you know, to the safety and health of the guests. And so all mandates that are directed by the Douglas County Health Department and the CDC are going to be followed. They do recommend that individuals over the age of 2, regardless of your vaccination status, probably bring and wear a mask or some other face covering. You are able to bring in something to drink. Like, I know a lot of us have trouble with hydration, so you could bring in a water bottle. This exhibit is suitable for all audiences. It relies on a very spacious area, and the masterpieces, they stretch from floor to ceiling. And then there is timed ticket entry, and it limits capacity. And I had that experience when I went to the Titanic exhibit in Phoenix, Arizona, and that really works well. And also, this exhibit, great for all ages. All ages. So, Martin, I guess I'm curious, when you look at the exhibit, what kind of sets your heart beating?
Well, I got to be honest, you know, it has to be, you know, for me personally, it's the Last Judgment. As I mentioned before, we have the availability, the original size of 40 by 40 feet. We unfortunately can't hang at every venue because of the height restrictions in some venues. But even the smaller versions that we then have to hang, if the venue only allows us, let's say, to display the 14, the smaller size, which we have, it's 14 by 14 feet. Even then, to see all these spectacular characters and images on the Last Judgment from heaven down to hell, there are almost 400 characters, persons on that one fresco. It took me Michelangelo 5 years to complete it. At first, he didn't really like doing it because he had to paint over somebody else's work. And as an artist, as you know, that's really a no-no. But the Pope at the time wanted him to do something fresh and new. So he when he was much older age, he then came back 20 years after he finished the ceiling frescoes. He came back and did the Last Judgment. So that, to me, with everything that's going on there, and a lot of people don't know, and I'd like everyone, if you go see this exhibit, to try to identify. Michelangelo was, if you will, was the first Hitchcock, because he put a self-portrait of himself on the Last Judgment, and so his character, his face is on there, right in the middle. It's an image that is kind of melting and dripping down. That is the self-portrait of Michelangelo. So when you go and see it, see the exhibit, go try to identify and find Michelangelo's self-portrait on there. But just and he's being held by the apostles, you know, to drip down towards hell, if you will. So it's just stunning. If you look at all the detailed images, you can spend at least an hour, just on that one. So for me, that because there's a lot going on, and it actually we put up the additional benches there because people do sit down and just reflect and sit there for a long time to just absorb all the beauty and the messaging that comes from that fresco. So that to me is you know the but you know they're all just, of course you know. Creation of Adam, which is the most iconic that you know is recognized worldwide by everyone, really. And what I really like about this exhibit too is it's not just limited to you know our own faith; it's open to everyone's faith because it just has all the right messages, not only from the Bible but also about life and everything that we so dearly want to know about. We have a lot of people, Jewish friends coming, people from all different faiths that go and see this. Best example, I mentioned this before, is even you know the in China where as we all know, religion is not really freely practiced. We were able to and allowed to show it in four major markets, Shanghai, Chengdu, Hangzhou, and Shenzhen now. So that to me is you know, there's no better way to get the word out, if you will. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what my message is really, this is, even though it is an iconic Catholic, you know, monument, if you will, and location, the Vatican, of course, it the way we have this going out in the world is beyond just you know being Catholic. It's really meant for people of all different faiths because the message is pretty clear, you know, that we get through the Bible and. And I wanted to make sure. See, a lot of people don't know, for example, that the architecture of the Sistine Chapel, the actual chapel building, if you will, is a complete and true copy of the Temple of Jerusalem. A lot of people don't know that. So you know, there are a lot of angles there, and we want to point that out. So everyone is welcome, because there's just so much. And like I said, we have the music. I always say it's Martin's top 40.
Okay.
I put together a collection of sacred choir music, which is just beautiful. And then my staff said, you know, after 5 years or 6 years, let's add some. let's add another track, because if you sit there for, you know, for 8 hours for 3 months, you know, it kind of you get tired of the music. So we added some other classical music to it, so it alternates. But these are my personal, believe it or not, my personal classical and sacred choir music collections that is playing in the background. So it's just very festive. You know, life is tough enough as it is. You know, every day, you know, especially with COVID now, you know, all these restrictions. I'm telling you, you're going to take out 2 hours of your busy schedule. Just go. And you will feel like you're just transformed in tranquility, in a whole different mindset. And you're going to come out after this visit refreshed. And as I always like to say, emotionally pleased. I know, you know, sometimes with my German English here, it gets in the way. But I always, every single time I go, I just sit down, I listen to the music, I look at these beautiful frescoes, and try to, you know, take in all the messaging that comes around with it, and just look at all the people, just, you know, their eyes, you know, just like glowing, and sitting and studying these frescoes. It's just it is real, a real pleasure for me just to see how happy people are. And I'm not just saying this as a sales pitch, okay? You can check this out. All of our ratings are usually, you know, anywhere between 4.5 and 4.8 out of 5. That is pretty good for something that is really, you don't have all the Hollywood bells and whistles in this, you know, all the technology. No, it's pure and simple, like Michelangelo meant it to be. And remember, you know, that was 500 years ago. Okay, to still get the same awe and effect of people seeing this with all of the competition that there is out there nowadays with technology and movies and video games and all this crazy stuff people can do, that people get just happy with a pure and simple art spectacle here. It makes me really, really, really happy. You don't need to, you can go see Van Gogh and you see all the everything beautiful, but you see this and in my opinion, you got the real deal. Okay.
Okay. And the other thing is, you know, you've really enlightened us so much about the background and all of this. And, one of the things I noticed in the press release that came with this is there is the ability to have an audio file that you can take along with you. So there's more explanations. It's kind of an audio guide, I think, and you can get that for rent. And to me, that would really enhance it too, because I think there are a lot of people who have never been to Rome and may never get to Rome and to the Vatican to see this. And so I think that audio guide would be real helpful in enlightening individuals about what it is they're witnessing and experiencing at the moment.
Yes, yes. So what we have is there's actually two. There's the conventional audio guide that you can rent. I think it's $3 or $4. That gives you an hour and a half of, it was written by a German scholar, and we have it in different languages. I think here it's for Omaha, I think we have it in English and in Spanish. But and that, or you can download a link and go into, I think it's a YouTube link where you can see, you know, and listen to the same track. For people who feel that that's too complicated, we have ample signage at each fresco explaining the fresco. There's also a beautiful souvenir guidebook that you can purchase and take home. It has all the frescoes in there. It's like a small, you know, coffee table book, and you have all the explanations, all the descriptions of the frescoes and the history in there. So there several ways. We have also a beautiful merch shop where you know, there are different, where you can buy the prints, have them framed. There's a variety of products that are available about the Sistine Chapel for kids. I believe we also have a coloring book. And then there's our theater. There's a small theater where there are two or three videos that are on a loop. One is was produced by PBS, and it's a fun way to learn about the Sistine Chapel and Michelangelo and his the whole story about how you know, the situation was at the time when he started, when he didn't really feel he was a painter. You know, he thought he was more, you know, better in doing sculptures and stuff. But then, you know, the Pope leaned on him and said, "Please do the ceiling." And then, you know, how it was done, how the plaster was applied, how the scaffolding was put up. You know, in those days, they didn't have cranes. You know, and it was still 60 feet. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see that video, if you will, the making of the Sistine Chapel. So very, very interesting and very entertaining, too. So, you know, there was one story where the Pope was trying to sneak up, because Michelangelo didn't want anyone to see this until it was completely done. And again, he spent 4 years there, so everybody was anxious to see, you know, take a peek. And he would not let anyone take a sneak peek. Even the Pope, one time he dressed up in disguise and tried to climb up the scaffolding, and Michelangelo noticed it, and he took wooden pieces from the scaffolding and threw them at the Pope so he wouldn't make it all the way up there. So there are all these wonderful stories that are kind of, you know, fun to listen to around the creation of these frescoes, etc. So it's all there. Like I said, take 2 hours of your busy schedule. You will not regret it. You will come out there, and it's really worth your trip and worth your money.
And I did go online just to see what tickets were, and it appears that they're somewhere between $17 and $19. And again, this is an event that you can bring kids to. And when you think of it nowadays, listeners, to go to a movie and get some popcorn and maybe some pop, that's darn near what you're going to spend. And this is the opportunity to see something so priceless that maybe you'll never get to Rome. And it's just an awe-inspiring exhibition. And this is honestly unrepeatable beauty of Michelangelo. It's one of mankind's greatest artistic achievements. And you get to be right immersed in it, right there. And like Martin was saying, you can take your time to walk through. And if you get the audio guide, it enhances the experience a little more. So it is really a wonderful opportunity. And I'm going to guess, Martin, that people have said to you how much they appreciate this exhibit and the ability to walk through and experience this.
Absolutely. Like I said, our reviews have been great. You know, we welcome comments. I mean, people leave comments, I'm glad you mentioned the pricing. I think for I don't know what movie tickets are right now in Omaha, but I can tell you this, in Los Angeles, we pay $18 or $20 for a movie ticket. I believe this is a really good pricing. Is really good pricing for what you're gonna see, also, you know, again, it's not just what you see. It's an entire experience. So it's more than just you know, a visual.
Absolutely. And again, not to push your audio guide, but I just think that would bring it to a whole new level. I mean, even beyond, you know, just walking around and being immersed, literally. in these ceiling paintings in such a unique way and high definition. And it's just artwork that you're never going to see that detail, brushstroke, every color of the 34 frescoes because you're so close to it. And it's just an incredible in-depth experience for a really reasonable price. And in fact, because it's going to be there 3 months, you know, what the heck? Maybe you'd like to go back a second time and see what you might have missed the first time.
Exactly. And, you know, bring other family members or friends. Yes, it's absolutely. I believe we also are going to have some special events, Taste of Italy night, and so there'll be some extra activity events beyond the regular opening hours, which you it'll be announced in the media and on the website. And we've had, you know, in some of the venues we had yoga classes, we had all kinds of different events, so they will also be coming here to Omaha.
And that website is chapelsistine.com, and I think you can get your tickets there too. But quite honestly, listeners, all you got to do is type in Sistine Chapel, the exhibition, Omaha, and it pops up
right under
Google. So it's pretty mindless. Or if you have an 11-year-old son or grandson, he too can help you navigate when you would like to go and get tickets. And I really liked, Martin, that you said that people can just walk in. I would not recommend that because I want to make sure I can get in. But again, walk-ins are accepted if you just happen to come at the right time, right?
That is true. I mean, because of COVID, you know, we have a certain capacity restriction at every hour. So you may have to wait a little bit if the capacity, you know, for that particular hour is full. But don't be scared to, you know, some people just can't commit, you know, 2 or 3 months down the road. There will always be tickets available. Just go online. I would also recommend, of course, that you pre-reserve your spot. But again, if you're around the area and you see and you, you know, near the 1100 Capitol Avenue building, and you just have the time, and hey, come on up. I'm sure we can accommodate you within all those CDC recommended COVID rules and regulations.
Terrific. And again, listeners, this is a program that has talked about Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel exhibit. It's coming to Omaha. It will be there from October 8th until January 1, 2022. And it is located in downtown Omaha in the Capital District. The exhibition specifically is on the first floor of the 1100 Capitol Avenue building. And again, that is brand new, just finished in 2020. And you get to experience Michelangelo's renowned ceiling frescoes from the Vatican Sistine Chapel, reproduced photographically, artfully displayed in their original size, and you get to learn everything there is to know about him. So again, I want to thank my guest, Martin Bialas. We are talking to him. He's in Brazil at the moment, but he is coming to Omaha. You might get to see him there along with Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. Martin, thank you so much for taking the time to be interviewed about this. It's such an exciting exhibit. I am so grateful.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I will be there at the opening. So I hope to see some of your listeners there. I'm sure this will be very well received in Omaha.
I think so, too. So, listeners, that wraps up today's broadcast of Faith in Action. Again, I want to thank Martin Bialas for sharing so much valuable information about the Michelangelo Sistine Chapel exhibit in Omaha, Nebraska. Remind you that Faith in Action is locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. It can also be found at our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live and Podcasts, and there we are. And So, listeners, I want to remind you once again, on behalf of my producer of this show, Ann Reed, and myself, a faithful reaction can be good, but oh, faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.